Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 15th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Green Energy Breaks, Comstock Inling, prices $30 million public offering to fund solar panel recycling expansion. Comstock Inc., traded on the NYSE under the symbol LODE, has priced its underwritten public offering of 13,333,334 shares at 225 cents per share, expecting gross proceeds of approximately $30 million before expenses. The funds will finance the commercialization of their first industry-scale solar panel recycling facility, advance site selection, cover development costs, and repay debt. CEO Corrado De Gasperis stated that the offering eliminates all outstanding debt and strengthens the company's cash position for growth. The offering, led by Titan Partners Group, is set to close on August 14, 2025, with a 30-day option for underwriters to purchase up to 2 million additional shares. Powerbank Corporation, SU1, FSE 103. Marks bold entry into the growing battery storage market with 4.99 megawatt-watt BESS in Ontario. Powerbank Corporation, a leading North American energy infrastructure developer and asset owner, has entered the battery storage market with a 4.9 megawatt BESS in Ontario. Once completed, the project will deliver 4.75 megawatts of daily contract capacity for 251 business days annually, powering Ontario's grid with clean energy. This move marks Powerbank's ambitious entry into a market projected to reach $31.2 billion by 2029, with a fixed capacity payment of 1,221 megawatt per business day, surpassing the industry average. Backed by a $25.8 million loan from Royal Bank of Canada, Powerbank is making significant strides in sustainable energy development.
Why Xiaomi is succeeding in making EVs, yet Apple failed. Project Titan, a secretive initiative under Apple CEO Tim Cook, aimed to develop a fully autonomous electric vehicle with luxury features and advanced AI. Western EV makers like Bollinger Innovations Inc. could learn from this. GreenCar Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. With a seasoned team of journalists, GCS provides unparalleled recognition and brand awareness for its clients. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
Green Car News Breaks. Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ Bing, reports Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, provides business update. Bollinger Innovations Inc. has reported Q3 and 9-month 2025 financial results, along with a business update. CEO David Meschery announced the unification of commercial EV brands under the Bollinger Innovations name, emphasizing the focus on manufacturing, sales, and service of commercial EV products. Additionally, Bollinger B4 manufacturing will shift from Roush Industries in Michigan to the Tunica, Mississippi Commercial Manufacturing Center to reduce costs, streamline operations, and improve delivery efficiency. Bollinger Innovations is a Southern California-based automotive company specializing in commercial EVs, with the 1 and 3 models available for sale in the U.S. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.